All right, we're at the Windows Azure event here at Microsoft. Please introduce yourself. Tell us about what you do.
My name's Jonathan McIntyre, and I'm a senior software developer with Broadreach Mobility.
Cool.
I'm Jonathan Stevens, also with Broadreach Mobility, and I'm a software architect.
Excellent. So what exactly do you guys do? What is this?
Well, Broadreach Mobility is an enterprise mobility solution provider based in Southern California. We do mobile application consulting and general Microsoft programming development consulting.
Okay.
We are primarily focused on building a product. We have a product for the field service industry called ServiceReach. It is a hosted application, SaaS based, multi tenant, running on Windows Azure.
Nice.
And provides basic field service functionality like work order or service order scheduling, resource management, inventory and asset tracking, GPS and vehicle tracking, things like that.
Cool. So, I mean, let's talk a little bit about why did you choose Windows Azure? Because clearly it makes sense this is a cloud application. I mean, you're sending down a bunch of data to any number of clients.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, we are a software company. That's our primary focus. And so the whole idea of supporting the infrastructure necessary to deliver a hosted application was sort of daunting. When we were coming up with this idea, that was probably our biggest question mark. As well as price, it makes a lot of sense to scale out as we need, just add instances, databases, whatever's necessary, rather than having an infrastructure in place that could handle some of the clients that our sales and marketing were trying to bring to us.
And that was especially important to us because we're a startup, and so we don't want to be checking out $50,000 for a data center unnecessarily.
Sure. So. Or managing a data center. I mean, you're just managing virtual instances.
Like we said, we're software developers.
Right on.
Yeah, that's our primary focus. And so, yeah, the managing of it was just a scary thought.
So, in some sense, I mean, what actually is running in your instance? So, I mean, obviously you're probably running managed code, ASP.NET application, or WCF, so you communicate via multiple devices, whatever. So, What's running in your cloud on Azure?
Well, our entire app is hosted in web roles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We use SQL Azure. We also use WCF to communicate with our clients.
Okay.
They work both online and offline. We have our own synchronization that we are running.
Cool.
The data sync features that we've heard about in Azure sound very interesting. Right now we're using our own. Interested to see what Microsoft has to offer.
Sure.
But yeah, right now it's we also have work roles that we use to do tasks, run workflow in, etc.
Okay.
We're very interested in using the distributed memory cache
velocity
for session management, and also potentially looking at using the memory cache for being able to cache the employee permissions when they first log in. Right now we're having to do that on every web request. And permissions are relatively static, and so we'd like to use the distributed memory cache for that.
Excellent. I guess we're calling that App Fabric cache service.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, it's velocity as a service. I mean, the velocity was created by the SQL team. And now it's being deployed to the cloud, and they've restructured it to work in that environment. That's excellent. So you're writing custom cache code now? And how are you caching over all your...
Right now, everything's just in SQL Azure.
Okay.
And so there's a little bit of a performance hit there, and that's where we're looking to use the App Fabric cache.
Cool. So what else? What are some of the other new things you guys learned that you're excited about?
Oh, boy.
SQL Server reporting services is going to be huge.
That's probably our biggest one.
Yeah.
In the past, we were using SQL... we were using SQL Server reporting services on SQL Server 2008, and that was probably our biggest question mark moving over to Azure, was what are we going to do for reports?
Yes. And how does that work? Because, I mean, it's just this virtualized environment.
And it
could be running in any node anywhere. It's a very interesting model those guys have developed.
And what this really enables us to do now is completely move to Windows Azure, because in the past we were having to use other methods of creating reports. For a while we were hosting a separate SQL server which kind of, for us, defeated the purpose of having everything run in the cloud, running a separate SQL Server that was running SQL Server reporting services to connect, download the reports. We've also experimented with rolling our own, but we're very excited about the Azure reporting services.
Very cool. So, you know, let's talk a little bit more about your application, maybe, you know, in some sense, maybe a little bit about your architecture. The client, so that when I'm assuming any client can communicate with this. I mean, if I'm on the road, I'm not going to be using a laptop. I'm going to be using a beep or a phone. So let's talk about how you interact with multiple devices through your web services.
We use a Windows Mobile for our client.
Okay.
And so we're looking at moving to like a Windows Phone 7 and also possibly HTML5 clients in the future, as other smartphones are becoming quite prevalent. And we really are looking forward to maybe even using like the App Fabric identity management.
Nice.
And being able to log in from any device if they have Google Apps or something, we could use that to authenticate. And we are also using WCF for our API that we use for other people to connect to that, and that's been very successful for us.
Yeah, and then like you mentioned earlier, we have devices, so the field service workers each have their own device. We have close relationships with Motorola and Intermec, and part of the reason we're on Windows Mobile right now is because the enterprise device market, namely those two companies, primarily use Windows Mobile for their enterprise devices, the ruggedized devices.
Okay.
And we do use WCF to communicate between our server-side application and the devices, and there's a synchronization that occurs, and so the devices work while online and offline. We also have a back-end system that lets administrators or supervisors manage their employees, manage their inventory, basic administration tasks.
Excellent. Now, the code running on the device, I mean, if it's Windows Mobile, could be native code, could be managed code using the Compact Framework. What is it?
It's primarily managed code and Compact Framework.
Perfect.
There's a few things that we've had to write unmanaged code to do to support certain devices, but the majority of it is all Compact Framework.
So as we move forward to Windows Phone 7, you know, it's actually going to be possible to move this forward without having to do a complete rewrite.
Yes.
Is that a fair statement?
That is what we're hoping.
Right on. Yeah. Well, it should be a relatively smooth transition.
Yes.
If it was a fully native app, that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
So, excellent, man. It's good to hear that you guys have learned some cool things and that you're actually using Azure in the cloud and it's helping you out. And I like the fact that you're a small company, and that's a great reason to look at the cloud, at least the Azure cloud, because you don't want to be sysadmins as well.
That's very true.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure it's going to scale out for you. Yeah. Great to meet you. Thanks for coming on C9.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.